Chapter 1. Invisible Sword. The room had no windows, and that in itself was strange, as it was situated in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. If someone had thought to cut through the soundproofed panels, the reinforced steel walls, and the complicated circuitry designed to prevent any form of outside surveillance, they would have found themselves looking at the Grand Canal, with the churches and palaces of Venice, Italy, stretching into the distance. But windows were a security risk, and anyway, the people who met here had no interest in beauty. The room's only door was sealed with a 7-figure security code, and two guards, both armed with German-made Heckler & Koch 9mm machine guns, stood impassively in their dark suits, one on either side. A narrow corridor with a plush, gold-coloured carpet led to an elevator at the end. It had been a few minutes since the last person, a woman, had appeared behind the sliding doors. She had walked along the corridor, past the guards without so much as a glance, and they had been careful not to catch her eye. She was wearing X by Clive Christian, one of the most expensive perfumes in the world. The scent had lingered in the air for a moment, and then it was gone, as the door closed softly behind her. Julia Charlotte Glenys Rothman had arrived. She sat at the head of a highly polished conference table, cut from a type of tree that was now extinct, and briefly surveyed the men who had gathered here. There were 8 of them. The oldest, bold and wheezy with sore eyes, was about 70, wearing a crumpled grey suit. The man next to him was Chinese, while the man opposite, fair-haired with an open-neck shirt, was from Australia. It was clear that the people who had congregated in this place came from many different parts of the world, but they had one thing in common: a stillness, a coldness even, that made the room as cheerful as a morgue. Not one of them greeted Mrs. Rothman as she took her seat, nor did they bother looking at the time. If she had arrived, it must be exactly 1 o'clock. That was when the meeting was meant to begin. "Good afternoon," Mrs. Rothman said. A few heads nodded, but nobody spoke. Greetings were a waste of words. The 9 people sitting around the table made up the executive board of one of the most ruthless and successful criminal organizations in the world. The old man's name was Max Grendel. The Chinese man was Dr. Three. The Australian had many names, but seldom used any of them. They had come to this room, without windows, to go over the final details of an operation that would, in just a few weeks, make them richer by the sum of $100 million. The organization was called Scorpia. It was a fanciful name, they all knew it, invented by someone who had probably read too much James Bond. But they had to call themselves something, and in the end, they had chosen a name drawn from their 4 main fields of activity: sabotage, corruption, intelligence, assassination. Scorpia. A name that worked in a surprising number of languages and that rolled off the tongue of anyone who might wish to employ them. Scorpia. 7 letters that were now on the database of every police force and security agency in the world. The organization was formed in the early 80s, at the end of the so-called Cold War, the secret war that had been fought for decades between Russia, China, America, and Europe. Every government in the world had its own army of spies and assassins, all of them prepared to kill or to die for their country. What they weren't prepared to do, though, was to find themselves out of work. And with the end of the Cold War, a number of them saw that was exactly what they would soon be. They weren't needed anymore. It was time to go into business for themselves. They came together one Sunday morning in Paris. Their first meeting took place at the Maison Bertillon, a famous ice cream parlour on the Île Saint-Louis, not far from Notre Dame. They all knew each other. They had tried to kill each other often enough. But now, in the pretty wood-panelled room with its antique mirrors and lace curtains, and over 12 dishes